Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What is a digital missionary? Heather Hyman became a Christian when she was a freshman in high school. Today, she finds the online space a wonderful place for her to be a digital missionary. She'll explain what that is in a moment. She's a social media speaker, strategist, and trainer, specializing in helping Christian business owners and entrepreneurs discover how to grow in today's noisy social marketplace. Ah, noisy, busyness, life. How does God communicate to us in the busyness of our lives, in the noisiness of everyday living? It's in moments like these, my friend, when God sends a person like Heather Hyman to share heart to heart about what Christ has meant in her life and how he has led her to the specialized work that she does in serving many people today. And my friend, today, it's the Lord who is calling you. He loves you so much. He died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, through radio waves and through online, social media, through various means, this message of hope, no matter what you're facing, what you're going through, there is always hope in Jesus Christ. Would you open your heart to Christ? Would you receive him as your Savior and Lord? That indeed is our prayer. That's our hope. Heather Hyman is the CEO and founder of Sweet Tea Social Marketing, Elizabethtown Family, and the founder of Sweet Tea Social Marketing Academy, where she helps Christian business owners grow using social media. She's married and has 3 children. She lives in South Carolina. Heather, welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you so much, Danny. I'm so happy to be here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up primarily in South Carolina. My dad was a manager of a store called Kmart, and we moved a lot pretty much from the age of birth till around the age of 10. And I lived in Ohio and Florida, but around the age of 4th grade, we kind of settled down in South Carolina, and that's pretty much where I grew up in most of my childhood.
Well, tell me one or two very special things about South Carolina.
South Carolina has wonderful, beautiful palmetto trees, which we're known for, and that's actually the name of our state, the Palmetto State. And South Carolina has wonderful sweet tea, which, yes, there's a little bit of a correlation there between my love of sweet tea and the name of my business.
Well, we'll have a moment where you can explain that to us. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, ultimately in my youth, I would say it was primarily my parents, as well as in my young adult teen years. I was involved in a Christian organization called Young Life, and it was really the mentors through that ministry that just played a significant part in my life, but as well as my actual coming to become a Christian.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, I was a freshman in high school, I've always have been a good kid with a good family. And it really wasn't until we in this Young Life group had gone to a crusade similar to that of maybe a Billy Graham crusade. And as I heard them just make the call to say, you know, it's lovely, you can be a good person, but that does not mean you are a Christian. And you can have this saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And it was in that moment among thousands of people that I just felt God was speaking to me in that moment. And I walked forward to the front and I received Christ in my heart, spring of my freshman year of high school.
So what difference? I mean, freshman in high school, your teenage years, what difference has Christ made in your life?
You know, it's made it a purpose. You know, even as I wrestled with it as a youth of, you know, quote, I was a good kid, and I feel God totally protected me from a lot of surroundings that I saw other people get involved with. Even as an adult, we're around and surrounded by people that are kind, that are genuine, and that we may know to not necessarily have Christ in their heart. But I felt that being a Christian gives me purpose for, you know, it's not just being kind for the sake of, you know, wanting somebody to do something kind back for you, but it's really just about using the gifts and the talents that God has given us to go out into our lives and just be an example for other people to see a light in us that even if they're not Christians, for them to be able to say, you know, there's something different about Heather. You know, and as a youth or even growing up or in my life, I've had people tell me that. They're like, something is different about you. And some of these people had been. Really to be bold and say, I think it's because of Christ that's in me that helped me just be comfortable in who I am and just leading to opportunities to really just have that purpose. This little dash we call our life is really about eternity. And like, what am I doing on a daily and weekly basis in my life as a mom, as a businesswoman, to make an impact for eternity? And so it just really gives me meaning.
So you're doing a work now. You've got several businesses that you're leading and that you founded. Were you always interested in business, or did you have other interests as you graduated from high school and went forward with your life?
Well, I knew as a child the number one thing I wanted to do was be a wife and mom. And in the midst of that, I decided I wanted to become a teacher. And I went to undergrad school and actually did become a teacher. And I do still love kids, but I knew right away that being a teacher in a traditional classroom with children was not necessarily where I felt my gifts were. And it was actually through a crazy, terrible circumstance in my life, which just shifted, I guess you could say, my career opportunities. And I ultimately ended up taking a pay cut, working at a digital marketing agency about 17 years ago, answering the telephone.
Wow.
And it kind of just led to new opportunities of me just learning and growing in my skill set and really knowing I had a passion and love of marketing.
It sounds like, was it an abrupt change, something unexpected that took place?
Yeah, and I totally don't mind. You know, this is a little interesting because I am 42 years old, and I have probably told this story three times. But it really was, I got married when I was in college. So I married young. I was 19, and I had been married about 4.5 years. And the person I was married to at the time was also a teacher. We were both teachers. And when he wanted to go to graduate school, we sold our house. We moved to a new location where he was going to be going to school. And literally in a 2-minute conversation, he came home and said he didn't want to be married anymore. He didn't love me and had never loved me for the 4.5 years that we had been married, and asked me to leave quickly. So when you say abrupt, that was abrupt. And it broke me. I was 26 years old at the time, and I would say I was around 25-ish right then in that moment, but I felt devastated. I had my faith. Through the whole thing, I was raw. I didn't know what to do, but I never doubted for one second that God wasn't there to protect me. I never turned from God, and he was the consistency through that very difficult time in my life. But yes, like I ultimately ended up moving from Georgia to Hilton Head, South Carolina, living on the beach. And God just showed himself through that whole situation where I literally had a part-time job through college. And then that company ultimately hired me and took me to Hilton Head and offered me this nice opportunity. But I liked the job itself, but it was working Monday through. It was working crazy hours. It was working 60, 70 hours. And at the time, I was kind of broken. I was recovering from having kind of emotionally being completely spent and just dove into this new job where I didn't know anybody in this new town where I live. And just through connections, I ended up meeting someone that worked at the digital marketing company. So that one little job that took me there, though it was a blessing, was not necessarily something I felt God was calling me to do long term. So I took a huge pay cut. I took probably a $15,000-$17,000 pay cut and started answering the telephone at this digital marketing agency so I could work Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, what felt like the rest of the world, and was not as so much focused in that moment or that season of the title that I had, but the work that I was doing, feeling like I was a part of something that I really enjoyed. And it was a progression.
Your story, and as you describe it, I'm drawn in. I know Suzanne. Aren't you drawn in, Suzanne? I mean,
I am completely, and I so appreciate your willingness to share this.
Well, Heather, someone today is experiencing an abrupt change in their own life.
Yes.
Something completely unexpected. And as you described what you went through, something could happen within a span of virtually 2 minutes. And life is going to change. But as you speak today and the work that you're doing through social media and the way God is using you, even through that, as you describe that broken season of life, a broken person today, and we've all been broken. We've all been broken. My friend, as you're listening to Heather, yes, of course, she's going to share about her expertise. She's going to share about what she does. But mind you, it comes from someone who, knows about life. It's not just someone who came to Christ at the age, as a teenager, as a freshman, but someone who came to Christ but has lived life and has taken some really rough moments, gone through it along the way. When we come back, Heather will share more about how the Lord has led her through and even how God took this time to train her, to equip her. It's often in those moments when we are down and we can't make heads or tails of why or what's going on, why we're going through what we're going through. God, are you even there? Maybe you're asking, God, are you even here in my life? Well, perhaps Heather asked that. I think we all have at some point. If you have, you're certainly not alone. And the Lord, like I said earlier, brings a person like Heather Hyman to share heart to heart with you and also to give you some practical tips. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer, my co-host, and Heather Hyman. Heather Hyman is the CEO and founder of Sweet Tea Social Marketing. She has a couple other businesses that we'll talk about. Before our break, she was sharing with us about a moment in the early years of her life as she went through a really tough time. It was a pivotal moment that changed her direction and how God took her from teaching to her work in social media as a speaker, as well, teaching and providing various ways. She even has the Sweet Tea Social Marketing Academy today, so she's still teaching. Find out more about Heather Hyman at sweetsocialmarketing.com. Again, sweetsocialmarketing.com. And if you're tuning in right now, you want to get this program in its entirety, look, you can get it at thegoodlifehawaii.com for free. Heather, how did you go from that point where you were learning, answering phones, took a huge pay cut, but you learned a craft, the craft that you're using now to share with many others. How did that transition go to where you are today?
Sure. Well, I ultimately began working, you know, answering the phones, which then escalated to me becoming more of like a project manager. Then I began almost like as an apprentice in the web design department. And then once I kind of was mastering that skill, I then transferred to the graphic design department. and was working with huge corporate accounts like Wilson Sports and Subway, and just loved every minute of it. And so through the transition of I happily married in 2002 to my current husband, Wayne. We have three beautiful children, ages 7, 8, and 12. And my husband had joined the military. So we've been a military family for quite a number of years, moving to Germany, to Texas, to Tennessee, Kentucky. And through that journey, I took my love of connecting with people and had, you know, connecting groups for women to come together to find fun things to do. I ended up in 2010 going to graduate school, got a master's degree in management and leadership. And it was really in that pivotal moment in graduate school where I realized that my number one priority has always been being the wife and mom that God called me to be, and to just love that and to be able to have that be my primary focus. But as my kids began to become school age, and I was in that space of in graduate school, I still knew that a traditional job of going and working for someone else 9 to 5 was not going to help me. It just wasn't going to be a good fit for our family. So I said, I am going to create my own business. That's when I created business number one, based on a need in the town that we lived, Elizabethtown family. And I pretty much just created a digital resource for busy families so they could find everything fun to do in one town. And I used all of my skills of web design, graphic design, and just what I love is really bringing people together and creating community. And then I ultimately monetized that from day one, and I used social media to help me grow that business. And so that business continued to grow. The local chamber of commerce asked if I could work for them to help them grow their chamber membership. You know, and that was all going really well. And we had another unfortunate circumstance in our family. In 2013, my husband's brother committed suicide. And so we were just struggling, where my husband at that point had already gotten out of the military. And we had felt a calling for a number of years to live closer to one of our families. And it was the unfortunate circumstance of my husband losing his brother that led him to say he really felt it was time for us to move. And part of me was so frustrated, and I am almost embarrassed to say that out loud, because I felt God was blessing this business that I had created and that I was working with the chamber, and I was putting limits on what God could do. And I said, I can't, my husband just lost his brother in a terrible tragedy, and he himself, as the leader of our family, thought the better decision would be for us to move closer to my family, which was even farther from his own family. And so I just prayed and gave it over to God and said, here I am having these limiting beliefs. If you want me to be successful, I have to believe that you can work outside of this one zip code in this town we live. And I know that sounds really silly, but the minute that we just prayed about it as a couple and we just said, God, we're willing to go where you want our family to be, just all of these things fell in place. My husband got a transfer with his employer within 30 days to the very town that my parents live. And we transferred and moved in 2014 back to South Carolina, back to my hometown. And then that is where, after some months of prayer and just getting settled, I decided I am going to take everything that I had done in that little zip code in Kentucky, and I was going to help businesses across the world that needed help. So that's when I developed the Sweet Tea Social Marketing. So it's ultimately been me implementing all of the things I've learned over the last 17 years in sales and leadership and strategy and in business and social media, and really coming alongside businesses that need help, that have something great, and they want to amplify that, and they want more people to know about that. And I've kind of made a bold stance, I would say, in the last year of my business to say that I am focusing on serving and working with Christian business owners. And it's not so much in a way to discriminate against someone that is not a Christian, because I do have clients that are, Chamber of Commerce's. They would not classify themselves as a Christian business. But when I am strategically saying, what conferences do I want to go to? Or where do I want to go to associate myself with more people that are going to lift me up? I just made a decision after lots of prayer of saying, I really feel that there's a need for Christian business owners to feel empowered that they can be a light for Christ in their role and in their business. And I want to come alongside them as a like-minded believer and help them shine using the power of social media.
So let's talk about being a digital missionary. Explain
yes.
that term for us.
Yes. Well, I've got my friend, Dr. Jen Bennett, and I were talking, and she had used this word digital missionary. And I was like, I love that. Mm-hmm. I was like, that really speaks to the nature of really what we're doing. And all it really means is, you know, a lot of times we think of mission work is physically getting up, leaving, going somewhere else. Oftentimes people think of it as going overseas. And here I am working in this social space where I am having connections and relationships with people all over the world and using this thing called social media to build connections, build relationships with people. And so the word digital missionary simply means really just being out here in this digital social media space, open to the relationships and the opportunities that Christ would give me, and that I would then seek his wisdom to be able to be a light for Christ. It does not mean that I am perfect.
Okay. Now, I want to hear more about this, and not only the explanation, but I want, if you would, Heather Hyman, give us some examples of what you do or what you would encourage someone else to do. And then when we come back from our break, of course, share some of that. We'll bring you in. We'll talk about it. But as a way of maybe revealing to us a little bit more, sharing more about some of the things that you do, something else that really compels me is your focus on Christian businesses, but you also mentioned that the businesses might be a light. So when we come back from our break, let's talk about that. Share some of the skills that you pass on. You can find out more about Heather Hyman at sweetsocialmarketing.com. Sweetsocialmarketing.com. An entrepreneur indeed, she monetized Elizabethtown family. The Chamber of Commerce involved, and it grew, and in an odd a stretch of events, she went away and other businesses grew. Heather Hyman, when we come back, stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you know how you can tell you're talking to an expert? Well, one thing might be this. One way. You both look at the same thing. Yeah, you're looking at the same thing and you see one dimension. There it is. And you observe it with a certain level of interest. The expert looks at the very same thing and may see multiple dimensions of possibilities. It's almost like they have X-ray vision in being able to see something that we all look at as so simple, but there's so much more potential by what they see. And the genius of it all is to turn that into, well, enabling other people to see more of what they see, and their lives help our lives to change and our lives improve because of them. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and Heather Hyman. Well, Heather Hyman is one of those experts that I feel, and I'm so grateful that she's with us today. You can find out more about her at sweetsocialmarketing.com, sweetsocialmarketing.com. Well, Heather, a digital missionary, what do you do to use social media as a digital missionary?
You know, I really don't see it any differently than just the way I feel as a Christian who is open about their faith, is really just being open about my faith, being open to opportunities. And a lot of times it's not necessarily a face-to-face interaction, but it's using the power of social media to be out there being a light. And so for me or for other businesses or people out there saying, what does that mean? Maybe it means that you create an image or a graphic that is just an inspiration of hope. You know, it has a one sentence line on it that encourages you in your walk with faith. And it could also encourage your customers or people in your path, whether it's on your business page or maybe it's on your personal page. But it's really just being open to opportunities that allow you to truly be like the feet, the hands of the feet of Jesus.
What are we able to do? What potential exists that someone today might not realize is actually there?
You mean like that they could actually put into practice that, yes, maybe they don't realize that that's a possibility?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I would really say pray. Pray about opportunities that God would put on your path in your business. because you know what? That has so many levels. That could be the people that work for you. That could be the customer that comes in to buy your product or your service. That could be the way you respond to people on social media. You know, it's like you don't have to sell Christian books to be able to be a Christian business owner. You can have an ice cream shop and still be a light for Christ in how you treat people and what the culture is among your employees. And so I really just say, number one is just pray for God to help you be a light, help you really almost get this like clunk on the head of like, hey, Heather, this is an opportunity for you. You asked for it. You prayed for it. Well, here it is. And here's your way to show my love to these people, whether it's through how you interact with them, just on a business level, or just being actually listening and being open, just like we would in person, face to face, is, you know, good social media marketing done well is not the very first thing you post about on social media. It's trying to sell somebody something. And just like you think of good business strategies, the same could be said about a strategy of wanting to help others know about your faith. It may not be the very first word out of your mouth in a conversation with someone, but you know what? 5, 6, 7 conversations down the road, it could very much present itself as an opportunity. And as you build that like, know, and trust with your audience, whether it's a customer, whether it's someone else, it's on a business level, could be a business owner down the street. You can help yourself stand apart really just by implementing that on a daily basis and just praying for God to guide you in that process.
Heather, you know what I'm hearing and appreciating so much for our listeners is the value and power that you attribute to prayer. Clearly, prayer is the benchmark that you work from.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Sometimes it doesn't happen in our timeline.
Exactly.
You know? I'll give you a perfect example. Earlier in the year, I was working on trying to get a focus on like who my target audience was that I wanted to actually, I guess, put in my language if I'm doing a blog post or if I'm creating a video. And at the time, I was really focusing on churches and business people. And now at the end of the day, between you and me and your listeners, I love working with churches and nonprofits, and I love working with business. But I found it even confusing to me as the owner, because sometimes if you're writing a blog post, the language is very different. If you're talking about inviting people into your church, you know, you're not talking about lead generation, and you're not talking about conversion of a sale. You know, it's very different language. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept praying, and I wanted God to answer me right away. And I didn't get an answer in my timeline. And for a while, I just was torn. I was like, God, I need you to tell me what's best. And I just wasn't feeling that. I wasn't getting anything through my quiet time that was giving me that answer on my timeline. But about 5.5 months went by, and I'm a planner, so sometimes this process of having to wait and be patient is hard for me. But about 5.5 months past what my timeline was, I felt God pointing me in the direction of saying, Heather, you have all of this business experience with local businesses, with corporate businesses, and I know you have a heart to help believers. He said, but I feel that if you get out there and you start saying you help Christian business owners, if that church needs help down the road, I think they're going to still call you. And it really just gave me a peace, and it gave me a clarity. And in my messaging, I do focus primarily on saying I help businesses. And you know what? Since this has all transpired, I've had several churches still reach out to me and inquire for my services.
So you also have a wonderful patience. 5.5 months is a long time.
Well, you know, in our instant society of wanting things right away, instant gratification, 5.5 months feels like a long time. But I think in the big grand scheme of, it's not all about Heather, and it's not all about Danny, and it's not all about Suzanne. It's really about saying, God's got all of this that he is over, and I am a piece of this puzzle. And I have to have faith and put my trust in God that he is way bigger than me, and his ideas oftentimes super exceed anything I even thought that I was going to have planned out, so to say, for my business. So it's a comfort to me.
Sweet tea, something, it's a real hallmark of South Carolina. How did you relate this special place that Sweet Tea has in South Carolina and use that for the name of your businesses?
Well, yeah, and it's funny enough. My website address is sweetteasocialmarketing.com. And when I was in the process of naming my brand, part of me wanted to go with just my name and say it's heatherhyman.com, and then just kind of put myself out there. But my last name isn't spelled any way like it sounds. So I said, that doesn't sound like a good idea, especially if I'm going to be talking places or just audibly people are going to hear the name of my brand, which is my name. So I was like, I need something I'm passionate about. And so I made a list, and I was like, I'm the Southern girl. I'm from South Carolina. I love sweet tea. And then the minute I just said it, I was like, wait a minute, Sweet Tea Social Marketing. And I specifically used marketing instead of media, because what I do is so much more than just Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter for business. It's really helping them align their business goals with their website and using social media through like email, if they have email marketing. So it's almost more of like a digital process and not just social media.
I feel like God, you know, early on called you, well, drew you into teaching to a certain point, transition, retooled you completely from the bottom up, as it were, in the industry to gain certain expertise. And now, and I want to talk about this when we come back from our break, the Academy, Sweet Tea, your Sweet Tea Social Media Academy. Let's go into that, okay? You can find out more about Heather Hyman at sweetteasocialmarketing.com. You know, I've been saying it wrong the first half of the show, but it's sweetteasocialmarketing.com. Heather, you're so gracious. I love the way you just brought that in. I caught it. Yes. Heather Hyman, sweetteasocialmarketing.com. I love to be corrected in the gracious way.
Graciously, yes, when exactly.
When no one would have even known about it. You know what that is? That's sweet.
Yes.
That is really sweet. Heather Hyman with us today. Suzanne and I enjoying our time
very much
with her. And that's the thing. She's a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, successful in her own right, and yet exuding the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is her strength. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, through her social media expertise, Heather Hyman of SweetTeaSocialMarketing.com. Well, Heather, you know, she talked about being a digital missionary, but she's more than that. She's going on her first missions trip to Argentina with her 12-year-old daughter. Well, you know, she loves spending time with her kids, but that is certainly going to be one of those memorable, remarkable moments. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and our guest today, Heather Hyman. Heather, tell us more about the Academy. How did that come about? Why did you start it? And what do you offer?
Sure. Well, I ultimately wanted to be able to help business owners, entrepreneurs, or even if it's an assistant or someone working for an organization who's maybe been tasked with being over social media. And I have a lot of clients that I work on a one-to-one basis with, and it cost more. So I really said, I feel that I've got the knowledge, and I love speaking when I'm invited to come and speak at different events across the world, really, about social media. But I said, if I create like a group opportunity, it'll do two main things. It will allow an opportunity of community to come about of like-minded Christian business owners and leaders that want to grow and learn in their skill set on how they can do it themselves using social media to grow. So it's one part, the focus is community of other people, and the other focus is really saying social media changes all the time. It's not just your typical, let me take a six-week course, check, I've mastered social media, and I don't ever need to know anything else about Facebook. Because these things change all the time, it creates an atmosphere where people have direct access inside of an exclusive messaging community. It's available, the trainings that we provide, I do many of them live. And so if people enjoy that, they can come and enjoy it live and in real time. But if not, the recordings all within 72 hours go inside of our academy to where you can access them and really kind of see a success path on how you can implement social media done well in your business, not just for the purposes of looking popular on social, but for the purpose of really being able for you to see business goals being achieved by you implementing good social media strategies.
You did it with Elizabethtown Family. That seems to have been your your foundation when you monetized that idea. Can you share a little bit about how you went about doing that? I think a lot of people have a general awareness of quote unquote social media, but when it comes to business, how would somebody monetize social media presence?
Sure. So a perfect example is Elizabethtown Family. At the time when I lived in this community in Kentucky, it was a small town, 30,000 small. And if you go to a lot of big cities, you'll find that they have all of these online resources for parents. But in this particular instance, there was a need. There was a true need. And since I myself was a parent, it was something that I was already doing a lot of research on anyway. And by nature, I'm a connector. I like to share the information. So the local newspaper had nothing. The local chamber of commerce had nothing. There was ultimately no competition, and there was a need. So I said, let me create a website. So tip number one is I took my concept of my business model was get everything I can find that's happening that's local in an easy-to-understand and easy-to-consume format to where people that are busy can go to my website on a Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and they have no idea what they want to do with their kids, but they want to be good parents, and they want to spend the day doing something fun with their kids. So they can go to the website, and I can help the parents. Their life is now easier because of what I've created. And because my target demographic are adults age 20 to 50 who have children or grandchildren, I have a very segmented piece of the population that I have become the number one digital resource for those people. So the way I monetized it from day one was I created the website myself. And then I use social media to drive traffic back to my website. And people on social media just kept sharing it and growing and engaging. And I monetized the business, not by the people who just want to know where there are fun things to do. They get to consume the information on my website. Anybody can for free. But I monetized it by the businesses that live in that zip code that they want the eyeballs and they want the attention of those adults age 20 to 50, those people and those businesses pay to advertise on my website.
So that's where the revenue came.
That's where the revenue came.
And how did you, what was it, by space? Like they normally do in a certain ad size, you pay a certain amount, and then you get that much more visibility on the website?
Exactly. It kind of had a traditional model, and I still run this company today. We just celebrated our five-year anniversary this past November. But basically, the website has like a traditional format where content is on the main part and on the left and on the right is just like a column that goes down, and those where the ads are. But in an additional way to monetize beyond that space, for example, we have a kids meal section. So someone can sponsor this kids meal page, and someone can pay to just be in our directory. And so the directory listings are cheaper, and they don't cost as much, but they're also not visible on the main portion on the website, like on that right side where there are ad space. So I basically created about 3 to 5 primary spaces, and to your point, different size ads, so it could accommodate different business size needs and what their budgets were. And then we would go to the point to create special guides. So we would have a Vacation Bible School 2017 guide or a fall festival and fun guide, because the fall time of year where people are going to pumpkin patches and there's fall festivals, those are huge in that part of the country. And so we said, hey, all these people are really interested in this topic. We'll create this guide, and someone can pay to kind of be a sponsor of this guide we create. which is more so like a 2-month time frame versus, you know, an ad on the homepage of the website.
Someone may have an idea, and I think many of us have ideas, but how do you monetize? How do you turn it into something that, yes, is providing a service, and yet at the same time enables the business to be sustained or even to grow or to expand? And Heather, you've shared something today, deposited something very, very valuable in the heart of a listener who may have been wondering, how in the world do people do that? Someone else may say, well, isn't it obvious? Well, I don't think so. Not necessarily for everyone. But Heather, you are a gracious woman who have shared your life and your craft. And it's Sweet Tea Social Marketing. You can be a part of her academy. Hey, so it doesn't matter where someone lives, right? It could be someone from another part of the world. They can still be a part of Sweet Tea Social Media Academy?
Uh-huh, absolutely. We have people in the UK that are in our membership. We have people all over the U.S. that are in our membership. So it's all virtual. It's all from the comforts of your home, in your pajamas, if you would like. And it's in a space where we have some content that are short 7 to 10 minute training, and then we have others that are an hour long. So the point of it is for you to say, I want to sit down for 10 minutes and learn something, or I want to sit down for 1 hour and learn something. And then to have the community of people that are there to say, hey, now that you've learned it, that's honestly great, but you have to now go do something with it, because otherwise it's not going to come to fruition. You have to take action.
Heather, we've got just about a half a minute left. I'm wondering if you could just pray for a business owner right now. Pray for someone with a business idea and pray a blessing over them.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to just be here today having this conversation with all of the listeners. And I would just pray for every single person right now hearing my voice, that you would give them guidance on things that they feel that they're confused with. I pray, Father, that you would give them clarity on issues of doubt that maybe they have in their mind, maybe telling them that they're not good enough. And so, Lord, I pray that any negative thought or all of those things that are making them doubt themselves would be squashed. And I pray, Father, that your plan for all of your listeners would just be amplified and would help everybody know that no matter our skill level, I pray, Father, that you would just let everybody know that we're all beautiful children that you created, and that you would just give them just the diligence, Father, to just pursue their passions a little more. And I pray, God, that you would just give complete clarity on that process of just trying to get answers for anyone that's just trying to maybe find their way, whether it's in business or just whether it's just life or struggles just in general. We pray all these things in your heavenly name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Heather. Thank you for being with us today.
Heather, I have to tell you quickly, I'm not really a roller coaster person, but this has been a joyful ride. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. I've loved talking with you both.
Encouraging words from Heather Hyman. SweetTeaSocialMarketing.com. My friend, you know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this is a perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Jeremiah 32:17. Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Heather Hyman, SweetTeaSocialMarketing.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.